do you find that to be? And specifically, what type of college quarterback do you think Hudson will end up being?
I mean, I don't think arm strength's a question at all. I mean, you have to rate people certain ways. This guy runs this fast, or, you know, however you want to do it. And, you know, arm strength, to me, he's got, you know, really good arm strength. Does he have the strongest arm in the world? I don't know, but he's got the best arm that I've had that I've been able to coach. So I don't think that's an issue with him. I just think it's one of those deals where Hudson is gonna end up in a system, a pro style kind of system, or maybe even a spread and system. And you know, a lot of people call themselves running a spread offense, but they do it a different way. And for instance, you know, they run the quarterback or a lot more than some teams. And you know, he's definitely not a zone read or what they call a dual threat quarterback, but he is going to be a very fine college quarterback in some kind of pro style or spread system.
Yeah, you say he's not a dual-threat quarterback, but in watching him play, one of the things I've noticed is a lot like Ben Roethlisberger, his ability to keep the play alive just by being mobile within the pocket. Talk about that skill of his. You know, how much of it's something you guys go over and how much of it is innate?
Well, I think that's a great, you know, on your part, you make a great point. He does do a great job. He is not a, you know, a dual guy these days. They say, well, he runs the 40 and 4.5, and he can also throw and all this. You know, Hudson has great pocket presence. He does a great job of escaping, you know, pressure in the pocket. And but the thing that makes him the most dangerous, in my opinion, is that he keeps plays alive. You know, he keeps his eyes open downfield, and we work a little scramble drill, and our receivers do a really good job of adjusting to him, you know, as he leaves the pocket. And one we were talking earlier, the biggest difference between him this year and last year is that, you know, he keeps plays alive and doesn't panic, and keeps his you know, he understands where the receivers are going to be, and actually, you know, has made a lot of big plays for us when the pocket is actually broken down.
Fresh off winning a region championship, Lassiter head coach Chip Lindsey joins the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Now, Coach, just to take a step back from Hudson for a second, obviously he's a big-time college recruit. You had a few last year that signed major D1 offers. And even from your time over with Hoover, you know, you had some players go on to bigger and better things at major colleges. You know, what's it like for you as a coach to go through the recruiting process? Is it something that you look forward to, or is it more for the kids, or is it something that you enjoy?
Oh, it is. Yeah, definitely something that I enjoy, and it's something that's very rewarding. You know, if you're in this business and for any length of time, you're in it because you care about kids and want to see them be successful. And, you know, when I was a player, you know, my mom and dad will tell you, any letter I got from anybody, you know, was the biggest thrill in the world. And I was never recruited anything like these guys were at all. In fact, I was just hoping somebody would give me a chance. But, you know, it is a neat process, meeting the different people around. And, you know, we've been fortunate. We had Camden Wentz sign with North Carolina State and Philip Lutzenkirchen with Auburn last year. And so we got to meet a ton of people. And last spring, another one of the people came in to recruit Hudson, and also our middle linebacker, Rip Rowan, who's another really good player who's kind of the radar. And
he's outstanding.
You know, he'll end up playing somewhere, too.
He's outstanding, by the way. Saw him last week and a few weeks before. Just an incredible player. Are you kind of hands-on in the recruiting process, or do you do it kind of by player and how much they ask for your involvement? Or is there any kind of recipe you have for how much you get involved with the recruiting?
You know, I want to be hands on and think I am. You know, we do a good job of getting, you know, gathering information on our players every spring on our, you know, seniors and juniors and all the way down, and all their information on one sheet, test scores and contact info, mom and dad, and all the different things you have to have. And then in the spring we send out, you know, over 200 DVDs to different places, and we do the same thing after week five, and then we do it again at the end of the season. And then, you know, Cobb County does a great job here of having a recruiting fair, you know, that really is more for the, I guess, small Division I, 1AA, Division II kind of guys. And I think, you know, we'll have a lot of people that will get a chance to do that, because we are a really good academic school, and most of our kids do really well academically. So I think it's a grueling process. There's no doubt about it. I learned that last year. And it takes a lot of work during the day and being on the phone and at night and different things, communicating with coaches and just trying to give everybody you know, an opportunity to be seen, and our coaching staff too. You know, we have two or three guys that handle our video, and you know, I'll get an email or a request and get it to them, and they get it out pretty quick. So it's a team effort without a doubt, but it is a lot of fun and very rewarding when you see one of your guys, you know, make it at the next level.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Lasseter head coach Chip Lindsey. Coach, before we let you go, of course, we've talked a lot about the regular season, but you obviously have an eye towards the postseason now. Talk about the special challenges that brings, other than the fact that you're clearly going to be playing against better teams. What changes specifically about the postseason? What new challenges does that present, and what are you talking to your players about?
Well, I think one thing for us, for sure, because most of our staff, you know, is brand new to Georgia, maybe 1 year, and it's just the fact that you know, all these teams that we're going to play pretty much are teams we don't know a whole lot about. I think that's kind of fun, too, though, because you get a chance to get to know other coaches and other teams and vice versa, and, you know, and you have to win or you don't advance, and I think that pressure of knowing your season's over if you don't win, you know, puts a little more energy in practice. I know today we had a great practice, and I think our kids kind of feel the sense of urgency, and so that makes it a lot more fun, easier to prepare for on the weekends to get ready for practice and all that. But you know, and I've learned real quick in Georgia now, you know, there's a lot, you know, it seems like every team that makes the playoffs in Georgia is a good football team, and there's just a lot of good football teams in Georgia. And Alabama, sometimes, you know, it's the population of the states are smaller, and some of the teams that get in the first round or so, you know, don't do so well and aren't very good. But in Georgia, it's a little different, and we definitely got our hands full. This on Foresight, it's got a really good football team.
Now, Coach, we talked about Tyron Jones just a little bit earlier in the program. Real quickly, talk about some of him and some of the younger players you have that we need to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, well, Tyron's definitely one. You know, he's a freshman for us and came in and has really played well. He may even lead us in receptions still, I believe. And also, he is he's our leading rusher. And for a 14-year-old freshman, I thought has handled himself very well. We have another senior that's kind of been under the radar named Griffin Raleigh, who has played really well for us. If you were at the game number five last week, he's just a really good player. He was hurt most of the year last year, so he's come out of nowhere and played well for us. And, you know, we have a sophomore corner named Niles Clark, who I think is going to be really good down the road, and a receiver named Kendall Newsom, who's a junior, who I think you'll see a lot of good things from. And then, you know, it's one of those deals where hopefully we get enough guys playing time this year that they'll have some experience, and we'll go into next year with some guys who are a little bit seasoned and at least not brand new.
Hey, listen, Coach, we got to let you go, but we always love having you on the official visit. Appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck in the postseason.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all you guys do, and good luck to you as well.
Thanks again, Coach.
Good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Of course, that's Lasseter head coach Chip Lindsey. We do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we will all give out our season superlatives for the 2009 high school football season. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Listen to the legendary Steve Holman and every Hawks game at 790thezone.com.
I run my own small business, but business is tough these days. I'm trying to cut expenses, so when I do spend money, I expect to get real value. My health insurance coverage, for example, I wonder if it's worth what I'm paying.
Health insurance is important because your business depends on you staying well, but you may be paying more than you have to for less than you need. At Aetna, we understand the importance of value and affordability, so we offer self-employed people a choice of individual health insurance plans with lower premiums and lower deductibles. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
All right, everyone knows the plan, right? So we're going to meet at my house at 5, grab the plane, and be at Beau Rivage in like an hour.
Got it.
Just let me call my wife.
Wait, dude. No wives, no girlfriends. They shouldn't even know where we're going. That's why I made up excuses for everyone. All right, now, Steve, you're performing emergency dolphin surgery in San Diego. Gary, you're going to Canada to see your grandpa's karate tournament. And John, you're going to Beau Rivage this weekend with the guys.
What? What about what you just said? If I tell her that, there's no way she's going to let me go.
Exactly. Sorry, man. Nobody really likes you, and that place is way too much fun.
Visit WhereAtlantaPlays.com and get away to MGM Mirage's four-diamond destination on Mississippi's Gulf Coast, Beau Rivage Resort and Casino, with high-energy gaming, poker, and craps, the Tom Fazio-designed golf course, Fallen Oak, nonstop nightlife, big-name headliners, fine dining, and more. Beau Rivage is the perfect place to get your fill of everything guys love. Book your package at WhereAtlantaPlays.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
The ALS Association of Georgia is dedicated to eliminating ALS, the neurodegenerative disease commonly known as Lou Gehrig's. Today, more than 30,000 people battle ALS, which gradually diminishes their physical abilities and ultimately leads to their deaths. There is no cure. Join the thousands of Atlantans raising funds to help find a cure at the Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, November 14th at Centennial Olympic Park. Rally your friends and coworkers, form a walk team, or make a donation. Call 888-636-9940 or register online at www.alsaga.org.
The NFL talk from the weekend ain't over yet.
Right on. Very cool.
NFL insider Len Pasquarelli from ESPN.com joins Mayhem tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Very, very cool.
Football lives here.
Cool.
790 The Zone.
We are back talking recruiting on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You're listening to Sportlanta's one and only official visit. I, Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined in the studio as always by Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train. Ewalt is back and better than ever. And, of course, the newest member of the team, Josh Wilson. Guys, like to take a little time to talk about, now that the regular season, of course, the postseason is just now starting, or will this Friday, but the regular season, that is, of high school football, is now over and in the books. And there's no better time than now to give out our season superlatives, starting with Team of the Year. And, Alex, why don't you kick things off? Who is your Team of the Year? Who had the most impressive season?
You know, with all due respect to Coach Lindsey's Lassiter Trojans, I'm going to go with North Gwinnett, and I'll tell you why. I think they've got the best out-of-state win of any Georgia team this season, opening up the season with a big win in their own showcase, the Progressive Football Challenge, over a nationally ranked Prattville team, reigning 6A champion in Alabama. Very impressive win to open the season. They're 10-0. They've won their first region title as well. And going into the playoffs, I think as good a chance as anybody to get to the final game.
Fletcher?
As impressive as North Gwinnett has been, I'm going to have to go down to the 3A level, and I'm going to say Blake Sims and the Gainesville Red Elephants. I like what they've done. Obviously, the transfer of Dante Carr has certainly helped matters in the defensive secondary. But when you've got, you know, Jones and Sims on offense, plus those guys play a little bit of defense as well, I mean, they've just been crushing people, just crushing people. And they look like they are on their way to a collision course with Carver Columbus down in classification 3A in the state title game. And I believe they are walking away. I think this is finally Gainesville's year. How many years have I said that in a row? But this is finally Gainesville's year.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, for stealing a bit of my thunder. I'm going to go with Lassiter here. The Trojans, 10-0. Of course, their first perfect season and their first region title in program history. What's most impressive about it is Chip Lindsey is running. He's only in his second year there, and it's not like he's running, you know, a wing T system. He's running an extremely complex system that he brought in there extremely smoothly, if you will, and that team is a force to be reckoned with. And for that reason, Lassiter's my Team of the Year. Josh?
My team is going to be the team that's put the most players in the NFL in any high school in the country, and that's the Griffin Bears. Do you guys remember back in, I'd say, early 90s, 90, 91, there was a player there by the name of Darren Hancock that played basketball for Griffin. That was who Roy Williams says was the best athlete he's ever coached. He went on to Kansas, played with Roy Williams. He got caught up in some things and did not. He played overseas. He did not end up making a lot of money in the NBA. His son, Buck Hancock, is Griffin's running back. They are loaded. They've got a lot of 2011 kids that are studs. Xavier Dixon is a defensive end that's headed to Auburn or Alabama. They're all over him. But watch out. They've got a sophomore by the name of Niall Daniel 6'2", 180 fast track kid. The Griffin Bears, to me, are the team of the year.
I was going to say, I'm happy you went a little more recent, because in 91, I was 6 years old.
I was nine.
Moving on. Biggest surprise team of the year, Alex, a little quicker.
Well, I mentioned them earlier. I think Colquitt County, I don't know if anyone expected this turnaround in their second year. I mentioned the tough region, Region 1, Quinte. You know, going into the playoffs after a tough, a real tough couple season, Rush Probst, Chip Lindsey's old head coach at Hoover, really, really turning things around.
I'm going to have to actually go with the team you called Team of the Year, and that is the North Gwinnett Bulldogs. Ooh. I mean, you lose Michael Tamburo, you lose Tyler Jari, the running back. You know, I know you bring back a strong offensive line, but you're asking a guy who played wide receiver to go back to playing quarterback, CJ Uzoma, and all of a sudden they are what? Oh, only number three in the state. They win their first region title. They go undefeated, something they never did with Tamburo.
Yeah.
They are my surprise team.
I love it, because who would have thunk that Tamburo would have been the quarterback? I mean, that CJ Uzoma would have been the quarterback he is. I'm going on the opposite end of the spectrum, someone who surprised me in a disappointing fashion. That is Norcross. Of course, missed the playoffs this year, a school that is perennially a playoff team. And when you have talent like Adrian Hubbard, someone who's a little under the radar but a very good defensive end tight end, Max Garcia, Jeremy Davis, Delino DeShields, you have no reason to not at least be in the playoffs. And for that reason, they're my biggest surprise team. Josh?
First, I want to touch on that at 6 years old. I would hope you'd be watching high school football all over at 6 years old. All right, let's go to my biggest surprise, the Greenville Patriots down in Region 4A. They're single A down in Region 4 down there. Watch out for them in the state playoffs. They're 10-0, my surprise team of the year.
Like it. Alex, next player of the year.
Player of the year, I'm going with Blake Sims, just because of everything he can do. He can throw a touchdown pass. He can catch one. Great, such a great athlete, and you know, his I think his skills just as a a regular quarterback, you know, in high school gets sort of overshadowed by his status as an athlete or what is he going to play in college. That the offense for Gainesville is just incredible, putting up 49 points against Flowery Branch in the regular season finale. So I'm going with our guest Blake Sims.
Flesh. Sucking up to the guest with Blake Sims. I got a feeling Scott's gonna be sucking up to the guest as well. I'm going to actually go in a...
Sorry, go. Yeah, you're up. Player of the year, Fletch.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah,
now?
Go.
Okay. Player of the year, I'm going to have to go with the little giant himself, Ian Pemberton. He's a guy, he's 5'3". He weighs, what, 100 pounds, maybe? He's just a guy that is... He does it all the time. I'm not sure how in the world he does it, but every time you watch him, he's gone for another 150 yards, another two touchdowns. Grayson, by the way, their second straight undefeated regular season. They might be the team that wins the state title this year in Class 5A. And Ian Pemberton, my player of the year. Come on, people, give him some love.
Yeah, I'm not going to win any awards for originality with my player of the year pick, but Hudson Mason, when you're talking about at least – nearing the state record for passing yards in a season and touchdowns in a season, I don't know how you can't be at least in consideration for player of the year. He is clearly, in my opinion, the best high school player in the state. That team is really relies on him maybe more than any team in the state, and for that reason, Hudson Mason's my man.
I'm going to go with Noonan's Alec Ogletree, and I'm going to make Fletcher happy with that, I hope. Now, listen,
He
is not the player of the year in my book because of what he does at safety. He is player of the year because he not only has dominated at safety, he has gone over to the other side of the ball and has led his team in receptions this year for Coach McDonald down there, and he is a big leader for Noonan. That's my player of the year, Alec Ogletree.
Good choice.
Speeding
Good
things
choice.
Up. Recruit that's improved his stock the most.
I think it's a DeKalb County running back, a little overshadowed at the beginning of the season by Mack Brown, but I think Ken Malcolm, I think, has put up ridiculous yards this year.
Absolutely.
Some huge games for Southwest DeKalb. He's the guy that I think has sort of come out of Brown's shadow and really made a name for himself.
Absolutely.
Easy. McEachran, Rajon Bennett.
Absolutely. I'm sticking with the running backs. I like Rajon Neal. He's picked up a ton of offers, including a Georgia one of recently. Malcolm's another. I mean, all three of them, you can't miss with any of them. They all have improved their stock tremendously. Josh?
Scott, I knew we'd get along for a reason. Rajon Neal.
There you go. All right. And to finish the segment, real quick, we'll each pick our top, or I should say, our state champions at each five classifications. Alex, quickly.
You know, I'm going to go with Grayson. I think they get it done in 5A. 4A, I'm looking at Southwest DeKalb. Too much talent. I think Carver, with that defense, they might meet Gainesville in the final. I think they can stop them or at least slow them down. I like Calhoun in 2A and Wesleyan to repeat in single A.
Gosh, this is going to be kind of like a broken record. I'm going to take Grayson in 5A, Southwest DeKalb 4A. They are by far the best team in Class 4A. Gainesville, Class 3A, I'm going to take Calhoun and Wesleyan, no doubt. My best team in the entire state, though, Southwest DeKalb.
Josh?
All right, I'm going to take in 5A, North Gwinnett. North Gwinnett to get it done in 5A, the Griffin Bears. In 4A, Gainesville in AAA is the best Gainesville team they've ever had. Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes are going to win the AA state championship. And to surprise to no one, Class A, watch out for the Greenville Patriots. They'll win the state.
There you go, Josh. I'm going to agree with you in 5A. North Gwinnett's my team. It's also Fletcher's biggest surprise team of the year. 4A, I think we all agreed with Southwest DeKalb. Fletcher, you and I watched them destroy
a
Tucker
team.
They're
the best team in the state. I don't care what the
rankings say. Destroyed a Tucker team without Ken Malcolm even on the field. Gainesville, my 3A team. Josh, you said it. Flowery Branch's coach Lee Shaw played him last week and called him the best team he has seen that school have since he's been a coach. 2A, Calhoun, that dynamic duo of Rogers and Nash Nance.
Nash
is
so good when he has the ball in his hands, Brian. You know that?
And Wesleyan is my choice for 1A. We have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, Grayson defensive lineman Joseph Champagne will be joining the official visit. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
And Score Atlanta's the ATL's only football plus sports paper is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
He's been covering the NFL for over 20 years now.
Really?
And he brings that experience and insight to only one place on the Atlanta radio dial.
Indeed. ESPN.com's Len Pascarelli.
Hey!
Only on 790 The Zone.
Football lives here.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys. Mike Bell here for Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership. And you know, with the economy tough like it is, you need every advantage you can get. And that's where Aaron's comes in, guys. You can lease to own the things you want for your home today. Don't save for a rainy day. That day may never come. Get it now from Aaron's, the guarantee. The lowest price in town, the flexibility of leasing to own in 12, 18, or 24 months. And hey, do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Big screen TVs, guys, the only way to watch NFL action. Right now, a 40-inch 1080p LCD flat panel from Sharp, only $89.99 a month. That's a 24-month lease. How about a Panasonic? Yes, please. 50-inch 1080p flat panel plasma TV, only $99.99 a month. That's a 24-month lease. How about the mother of all televisions? Oh, boy. It's a big one. I'm talking about a Mitsubishi 65-inch. Woohoo! 1080p HD TV, only $119.99 a month. 24-month lease. They got furniture. They've got sectionals for you to sit in. They got computers for the kids. But let me tell you, Big Daddy, there's only one way to watch football, college and pro, and that's on a big screen TV from Aaron's. Remember, now more than ever, everybody's pre-approved, so do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Nobody.
Hey, Stakey here with a little story for you. Not too long ago, the wife and I were shopping for the mother-in-law at our favorite spot, Solomon Brothers, my friends. And who do we run into but a certain left-handed, soon-to-be Hall of Fame pitcher who goes by the name of Tommy Glavin.
That's right, Steak. My wife, Chris, and I love shopping at Solomon Brothers.
It was great. You were checking out the selection in jeans and a baseball cap. Just a regular dude.
That's the thing about Solomon Brothers. No matter who you are, they treat you like a Hall of Famer. It's a casual, stress-free, no-pressure setting with VIP customer service. It's about a shopping experience and not about the sale.
I've been preaching that for years. No pretenses. And with the Solomon Brothers Challenge, you know you won't find a better deal in all of Atlanta. How about this? 2-carat, $8,000 diamond stud earrings for $39.99. And I'm talking about two diamonds your wife would be proud to wear. Beautiful, glimmering diamond earrings.
You know the saying, happy wife, happy life.
That's good stuff. Take advantage of 6-month no interest right now with Solomon Brothers. Say with me, Tom.
Solomon Brothers.
17th floor Tower Place in Buckhead. Check them out at SolomonBrothers.com.
Just Brakes.
I need expert brake service with exceptional value. Can Just Brakes help me?
Absolutely. For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts replace pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
All four wheels, including installation? Fantastic. But what about your warranty?
Just Brakes includes a lifetime warranty on pads and shoes.
Great. Can you get me in next week?
Just Brakes can get you in today because basic brake service only replaces parts that are designed to wear out. Brake problems can make driving dangerous and lead to costly repairs.
But I need my car for work.
No problem. Just Brakes can get you in as late as 6 and completes the work in the same day in most cases.
Wow. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels with a lifetime warranty for just $99.88. That's the best price I found. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. See store for details and limited guarantee terms.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery. Ed speaking.
Hey, Ed, it's me.
Oh, hi, boss. Where are you?
I'm working at home and I need a favor.
Sure, boss. Would you like me to email you our latest delivery stats?
No.
Would you like me to give the Jimmy John's delivery drivers your usual pep talk?
No.
Would you like me to cover for you by saying you're in the restroom?
No, Ed, I just want you to bring me a sandwich.
I'm on my way.
Who is it?
It's me, boss.
No, I meant at the door.
So did I.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
What a Tuesday it is going to be on Mayhem in the AM. We'll talk some National Football League with Lenny Pasquarelli at 7:45 and ask the question, who do you prefer, Josh Nesbitt or Joe Hamilton? Answer it!
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11. Hot Morning Show. On 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janovich, joined as always by Doc Proc Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewell, and now a very special guest in Grayson, defensive lineman Joseph Champagne. Joseph, are you there, and how are things going on this Monday evening?
It's going very well. You know, I just committed to Navy, so I'm very excited. It's been a very good week, and I just got cleared from the doctor. So, Joseph,
it's been
a very good week.
Before we talk about Navy and all that goes along with that, let's talk about what is most important. You mentioned it yourself, your knee. Of course, if listeners don't know, you tore your ACL, I believe it was, about a month ago. How is rehab going on that knee? How's that knee feeling? And when do you expect to be back to 100%?
Rehab's been going great. I have a great group of therapists over at Atlanta Rehabilitation that's been working with me consistently. I've been going to rehab probably 6 or 7 days a week, you know, maximizing my time during the week, trying to, you know, get some kind of rehab in, you know, as much as I can, because I'm only limited, you know, 4 or 5 weeks before playoffs start. So, you know, my time's up, and I've done everything I can to get back out there. I've been going to rehab constantly. Doctors have been working on me constantly, you know, icing and getting my knee drained and everything I can do, and my knee feels great. I have a great turnout with my knee. My knee has healed very good, you know, since I tore it. I've been able to do a lot of stuff that I wasn't able to do. I've been jogging, I've been running, I've been cutting. My ACL brace just came in, and I'm going to pick that up tomorrow. And I went to the doctor today, and he re-examined my knee, and I got the green light to go play this week. So I'm expecting to come back out this week and, you know, definitely play and contribute to you know, helping my team win in the playoffs.
Now, this is not something that is a risk, right? You have no risk of injuring your knee any further than you already have. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. My ACL is completely torn, so I really can't do any other damage to my knee. So that was a huge factor. And, you know, one of the questions I asked the doctor when I was coming back is what could affect my knee or what could hurt it long term. And all the damage has been done, so I'm definitely ready to get back out there and strap my equipment back up because I've been missing it.
Yeah, we're talking to Grayson defensive lineman Joseph Champagne. Now, Joseph, before we talk about why you chose Navy, talk about how exciting it was to commit, not just to Navy but to any school, how exciting it was to know where you're going and to have this process over with.
It's so exciting just to find out, you know, to have the certainty that you're going to go somewhere and you're going to play college football. You know, it's always been one of my dreams to play college football, and I've worked so hard since I first played football when I was 6, just wanting to, you know, play when I was in college, you know, watching, you know, college football on TV and watching the pros and stuff, just wanting to be on TV and wanting to play football. You know, it's just so exciting to see that reality and that dream come true as I've grown up. And I'm really excited about it, but I really cannot wait to get out there, and it's been, you know, really emotional for my whole family and everything. But I'm very excited about Navy, and anytime you can get an offer, you know, from any one of the academies, you know, it's very prestigious to go to that school. So, you know, I feel like, you know, it was great that they recruited me, and you know, I take pride in them recruiting me as a recruit, and you know, I can't wait to just strap it up and be a midshipman.
Now, absolutely, you mentioned you know, the academies and how special it is to play there and be recruited by them. It takes a special kind of athlete to go to an academy. It's not just about football, but looking at Navy, what a huge win last weekend. You must have been in front of the TV just all excited watching them beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame. This is an academy, yes, but what the potential of this program, I think, is to go to a bowl every year. Just what do you think about, you know, getting to Navy and really having success as a program?
you know, I'm very excited about that too. You know, I've been doing my research on Navy. They've been to 6 consecutive bowls. So just because they're academy doesn't mean they can't win. You know, they have a great tradition of winning, and you know, I expect that to carry on. You know, when I go there and play. But, you know, that win for Notre Dame against Notre Dame this week was huge. You know, sat in front of the TV and I was so pumped up, and it made me so pumped up to go there because they play hard-nosed football and they never give up. And, you know, even though they are academy, you know, they show that it doesn't matter who you are because they're going to play hard-nosed football and they're going to fight. And really that's what I look for in college is, you know, how hard they play and, you know, what do they do in their game that I do too. And, you know, I see a lot of similarities, you know, when it comes down to Navy's football team and the way I play. You know, they play with a motor, they play fast, and they play hard, and they never give up, no matter the size difference. And, you know, when I made my college decision, that was a huge, you know, factor that contributed into my decision. So I was really pumped up to find out about that, and, you know, they're winning, and, you know, it's a great school, it's prestigious, and you really can't beat that.
Yeah, Joseph, talk a little bit about some of the other schools that were recruiting you, what you liked about them, but most importantly, what separated Navy from the rest?
Really, I had the other two academies, Air Force and Army. And really what separated Navy was just, you know, their ability to win and their ability to fight. And you saw that in the Notre Dame game. And really, I talked to the coaches, and really what I, you know, found in Navy is, you know, how they play the game of football. And, you know, they actually did it on, actually the announcers brought it up against the Notre Dame game is, you know, Navy, you know, they might recruit guys that, you know, get passed up from BCS schools that, you know, maybe are too short or don't weigh enough, but they find guys that can play and they find guys that can win and they find guys that play tenaciously and never give up. And, you know, just talking to the coaches and then just finding out about those are the type of players that they recruit, you know, just really shows that, you know, maybe I can fit in and go help them continue winning. And just seeing that, you know, really fired me up and really got me excited to go play for them.
Yeah, talking about the coaches, Ken Niumatalolo, you know, Georgia Tech fans will know him as Paul Johnson's offensive coordinator at Navy before Johnson left. He seems to be a young, high-energy guy, a real player's coach. Talk about your relationship with him.
He calls me on a weekly basis, and I talk to him. And, you know, he's a really great guy. He's got a lot of class, and he believes in putting players on the field that are, you know, aren't going to give up and that play four quarters of football. And I've always talked to him, and he's been a great guy. He seems an awesome coach to play for, and I really can't wait to get there and, you know, extend our relationship to play a coach and get to know him also on a personal level and, you know, make a connection. And, you know, really I can't say enough great stuff about him. You know, he doesn't have anything bad against him. He's a great coach. Look at what he's done to Navy. They've been to 6 consecutive bowls. They're winning. Like he's accomplished a lot of stuff, and with that program, and you know, and in making it successful. And you know, I'm really pleased with him. I'm pleased about Navy, and I'm really excited and thrilled to be, you know, have an offer and be committed and go play for such a school and such a head coach.
Yeah, we're talking to Grayson defensive lineman Joseph Champagne. Now, Joseph, I call you a defensive lineman, but my question for you is that the position you will play at the next level? And looking at your 4 years there, you know, what position have they told you you want to play? And what do you hope to accomplish at Navy?
Really, at Navy, I'm willing to play anywhere they put me at. So if it's, you know, I've heard people talking about outside linebacker or any type of linebacker, you know, or fullback, you know, wherever I can contribute to the team, and I can get out on that gridiron, you know, I'm willing to play. I'm just looking for play time. I'm looking to help the team win. But they all recruit me at defensive end. So I'm going to definitely go there and, you know, try to put on some weight and, you know, play defensive end like I know how to play. You know, play fast, play hard, never give up. But what I'm hoping to accomplish at Navy is I'm willing to, you know, go in there and help them win, you know, contribute to the team, be a leader on that team, help them any way I can, and do anything I can to start and, you know, get a spot on that team. Also, what I hope to accomplish, not on the field, is in the classroom. And I hope to walk away with, you know, a diploma from the U.S. Naval Academy and with that prestigious diploma and, you know, carry along with me a great education that will help me be successful in life. So I hope to accomplish stuff on the field and off the field as well. So I'm very excited about that.
Now, Joseph, I think I already know the answer to this question, but if you have a great playoff run and you perform really well individually and a big BCS school starts to call, are you even going to listen to what they have to say, what their sales pitch is?
No, sir. Right now I'm committed to Navy, and I think a commitment has a lot to do with class and character, and you honor that commitment with class and character. So I don't believe in backing out. I'm committed to Navy. Really, I don't see another school that can offer me another great opportunity like Navy has with, you know, open doors that, to make me be successful in life.
Hey, Joseph.
So really, I'm committed to Navy.
Joseph, it's refreshing to hear a kid your age understand the meaning of the word commitment. We always love having you on the show. We appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck in the offseason, in the postseason, I should say.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, thank you for having me on tonight.
Hey, we'd love to have you on again. Again, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Grayson, defensive end, Joseph Champagne. We do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, we'll talk a little Georgia State. That's right. Georgia State Panther football is only a year away. We're going to talk about the players they're bringing in this upcoming season. We do have to get to a commercial break. You're listening to Sports Radio 79 in the Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and 79 in the Zone team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
At 790 The Zone, local means covering the Jackets, Dogs, and Falcons on a daily basis.
It means the best local experts in Durham, Dooley, Pasquarelli, and Barnhart.
It means more local programming than any sports radio station in the South. Atlanta's local sports talk leader, 790 The Zone.
Okay, here's the plan. Wade Ford is overstocked with truckloads of new inventory. Why should you care? Because every new Ford vehicle has been slashed to the bare bone. They're calling it the Ready, Set, Govember sales event. Go means get off your you-know-what. If you want discounts like $10,000 off MSRP, 0% financing, and they'll even pay you top dollar for your old sled. Okay, do I need to say it again? Ready, set, just get here sales event only at Wade Ford. And if you want, log on to Wade.com.
0% financing with approved credit, $10,000 off on new 09 Ford F-250 crew cab, stock number T592809, MSRP 45510, plus tax, tag, and title.
Every day, I get in my car and head off to work.
Every day, I get in my car and go looking for a job.
I've had this job almost 6 months now.
I've been unemployed for almost 6 months now.
Lately, though, I feel like I could be giving back.
Lately, though, I just feel like giving up.
Then I learned United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta helps thousands of Atlantans find jobs.
Then I heard United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta could help somebody like me.
So I picked up the phone and called 211.
That's when I called 211.
And now my donations help find jobs for neighbors in need.
And now I've found a job with the help of neighbors who care.
Give to United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta, and you help struggling families find jobs, pay utility bills, and avoid foreclosure. To give, call 211 or go to unitedwayatlanta.org/give.
Hi, Justin Case here for Safe Auto Insurance with a word for all my Facebook friends. Seems like many of you want to see more photos. You want to see what I'm doing outside the office. I'd rather hear from you. Let me know how Safe Auto has helped you with state minimum coverage and saved you tons of money by cutting out the middleman. Besides, do you really want to see pictures of my niece's pony ride birthday party? You gotta have coverage. You want to save money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO or visit safeauto.com and do both.
Play it safe, Safe Auto.
All right, everyone knows the plan, right? So we're going to meet at my house at 5, grab the plane, and be at Beau Rivage in like an hour.
Got it. Just let me call my wife.
Wait, dude. No wives, no girlfriends. They shouldn't even know where we're going. That's why I made up excuses for everyone. All right, now, Steve, you're performing emergency dolphin surgery in San Diego. Gary, you're going to Canada to see your grandpa's karate tournament. And John, you're going to Beau Rivage this weekend with the guys.
What? What about what you just said? If I tell her that, there's no way she's going to let me go.
Exactly. Sorry, man. Nobody really likes you, and that place is way too much fun.
Visit WhereAtlantaPlays.com and get away to MGM Mirage's four-diamond destination on Mississippi's Gulf Coast, Beau Rivage Resort and Casino, with high-energy gaming, poker, and craps, the Tom Fazio-designed golf course, Fallen Oak, nonstop nightlife, big-name headliners, fine dining, and more. Beau Rivage is the perfect place to get your fill of everything guys love. Book your package at WhereAtlantaPlays.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Pollock and Bell.
Joe Theismann on the Yellow Jackets.
Georgia Tech is getting screwed in the polls. Georgia Tech, to me, they're the best running team in football. What a terrific job they've done with that program down there. And they are, unfortunately, in my opinion, being overlooked for how good they really are.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I'm Scott the Brain, Janovitz, Doc Brock, Fletcher Brocker, Alex the 8 Train Ewalt. Fletcher?
Every Friday night, Scott, Score Atlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and ScoreATL.com.
Yeah,
check it out.
Guys, for a change, we're going to talk a little Panther football.
Panther football!
Only a year, well, less than a year away now. Can't believe it. Can't contain myself in excitement.
Eight.
But I'll tell you, listen.
You're talking about Alex's alma mater here.
My alma mater. I'm definitely going to be a proud fan that first game.
Are you donating big time to the
I'm a big donor. I'm going to have my
You're
name
a big
on
donor. You have nothing to donate.
On a couple bathroom stalls or something, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you have nothing to donate. Nothing except for maybe
Are you already
old
a season
clothes.
Ticket holder?
I'm not, but I plan to be. I plan to be in the Georgia Dome. You know, I'm going to make the road trip to Alabama to watch the Panthers get kicked all over the field.
The biggest question surrounding the A-Train is it Tech or Georgia State? You know,
right now there are no conflicts. No conflicts.
Well, that's certainly a case.
No
especially
conflicts.
One doesn't even have a team. Moving on, though, what's interesting about Georgia State is they right now for the class of 2010, for the class of 2010, Fletcher, they have five guys already committed. And I say already because for most teams that wouldn't be a lot. But I think a lot of people were expecting Georgia State, especially before they even have played a game, to maybe be taking second best or playing second fiddle to some of the other teams in the state, getting, third fiddle, fourth fiddle, fifth fiddle, sixth chair.
No reason these guys aren't immediately better than Georgia Southern, though.
What I'm saying is I'm a little surprised that they're not maybe waiting for leftovers, getting their commitments, you know, maybe a month or two from now, as opposed to already having five.
For a division, or I should say FCS school, having five quality commitments right now is doing pretty well. Actually, by most counts, they had the third best recruiting class in the Colonial Athletic Association, which I would consider to be the SEC, really, of the former Division I AA. This is the best conference.
Which sounds
by
laughable,
far.
But it's true. It's definitely.
I don't know if it sounds laughable. I think it's totally legit.
Comparing it to the SEC, which sounds laughable.
Meaning it's the best conference year in, year out in the FCS.
What's interesting, though, when you think about Georgia State, why have they not had a football program before this? And when they do, now that they do, it's regardless why they didn't before them, but now that they do, you would think that when you play your games at the Dome, or a soon-to-be-built brand-new stadium, when you've got Bill Curry, a guy who's coached in the SEC.
Well, that's the biggest factor,
and when you've got a guy who's been on ESPN, and Bill Curry, how will they not be successful with all these inner-city schools in Atlanta, with all these players that they have access to? You would think that they would just be able to go into the heart of Atlanta, to Grady, to Stevenson, to ML King, and be able to pull out guy after guy after guy.
I think the most analogous comparison is Florida, the state of Florida, in that it's rich in talent, and as a result you see really five schools that are really loaded with talent and can compete. You have South Florida, UCF to a lesser extent, but
well, I would say South Florida is really what Bill Curry needs to model his program after, because Jim Levitt is, I believe is how you say his name, has them perennially at top 10 at some point in the season before they lose. But, you know, that's what you want to do, and that's what you can do with Bill Curry at Georgia State.
You talk about those programs, your UCF and your South Florida just coming out of nowhere and joining the Division I ranks after just starting up. I can't think of a single program that has started with Georgia State's kind of cachet with Bill Curry playing in the Georgia
Dome.
With Dan Reeves as a consultant.
That was huge. In fact, some people speculated for a while that he might take the head coaching job. Didn't happen, but to have that kind of face on your program right away, I don't think any, I don't, I really don't think any program, any startup has had that kind of momentum.
I couldn't agree with you more. You do guys, you both keep on mentioning the Georgia Dome, and I do agree it's kind of a cool sell when you're talking recruits, but it's a terrible, practically speaking, it's a terrible idea because they won't even come close to selling it out, and it's going to look stupid on game day. And Josh?
It's going to be very quiet there for a while. I commend these kids that do go there right now. They're going to, these kids that are committing right now and going, which recruiting course has not gone great for Georgia State thus far. But when they got Drew Little last year or a year and a half ago, however you look back at it, it was a very good quarterback out of Henry County.
Absolutely.
But I commend, because the sale that Bill Curry has, that Dan Reeves getting involved in helping out a little bit here, the sale that they've got here is, guys, come in, we're going to struggle for a while. You probably over your first 4 years, we're not going to be great. We're not going to do anything special. But what you're doing is you're going to lay the foundation for what very well could be a South Florida, a Central Florida, and on down the road.
Yeah, these guys are the founding fathers of this program. When you look back, it's going to, and they eventually will become something great, you know, because they will. They've got the talent base. They can't help it. You can go back and say, oh, man, this is the Drew. I want to play well for Drew Little. I want to play well for those guys who made this what it is today.
Yeah, and you can't talk Georgia State football without mentioning Bill Curry, like we have a number of times already in this segment. And my question for you guys is he a coach at his age who's there to maybe get this program off its feet,
yes,
start it off, or do you see him 6 years from now winning conference championships?
I believe it's going to be something where he gets to a point where he's satisfied that he's built this program up so that it can be taken by a younger guy, sort of a, you know, an upstart head coach that can take this program, run with it, and then make it into something great. I think he wants to establish it, and I think he's going to work really, really hard to do that. But as far as coaching into his 70s, you know, I don't think you'll see.
How long do you think that'll take? Challenging.
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I think their first full schedule is 2012, I want to say. So really starting at that point, because, you know, before that you're playing some NAIA schools, Division II, Division III. I think you start at 2012 as the real beginning point for this program. And I think you take a three-year time period where I think you want to be successful or at least very competitive in the Colonial.
And what are we thinking here? Conference USA ultimately for these guys? I mean, they're never going to be in our lifetime. And we're young guys. They're never going to be an SEC or an ACC program.
I suppose you could look
maybe
at that.
Conference
USA. You could look at the Sun Belt. The Sun Belt to start. Conference USA.
I wonder if that's what they aspire to be, though. If they want to be. I mean, in my opinion, Conference USA holds more cachet than the
Sun
Belt.
It certainly does. And if you're looking at even the top programs in the Sun Belt, you know, Troy with all the talent it's put into the NFL, it's not a name that you're seeing up around the top 25 on a consistent basis.
Conference USA,
and I know we're getting,
got,
you know, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. You know,
but
I just mentioned the top 25. We could bring it back a little bit. However,
saying by 2020,
sure,
in the Conference USA, perhaps.
I think that's a great goal,
especially with Rod Barnes as their basketball program. They could really move this up.
Yeah. We started this segment talking about Georgia State recruiting, and we mentioned that they already have five guys committed. Let's talk a little bit about each one of them
for a second.
Maybe introduce them to our listeners, who I imagine most of have not heard these names. Blake Sims is a guy to really watch out for. One of five.
I'm excited.
Blake James. Sorry, Blake James. He's one of two of the five committed from out of state. He, of course, is from Little Rock, Arkansas. I believe he was originally a 2009 recruit, hurt his knee, and has since committed to Georgia State. He has a ton of really impressive offers, though, especially when you're considering that he will be a Panther. No knock against the program. But he has offers from Ole Miss, TCU, Tulane, Vanderbilt. He's a 6'2", 220-pound linebacker. A really good get for that school.
This is what it takes for Georgia State. This is one of the guys that you build your program on, literally.
Yeah, absolutely. The next guy who I think is probably the second best recruit in this class is Sherrod Loud. According to his coach at Worth County, he is the best defensive lineman he's ever coached, at least at the high school level. He's 6'2", 280 pounds, has offers from Western Michigan, Louisiana Tech, and UAB. But Alex, I mean, you can probably speak to – I mean, he's a guy – at least for Georgia State, who's really a quality get at this point in the game.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at these offer lists, Louisiana Tech, Western Michigan, UAB,
Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern, who hopefully right in the beginning, and I think it's happening already, Georgia State, they want to beat head-to-head. They want to beat Georgia Southern head-to-head, sort of the battle for the real GSU there, who's the real GSU in the state. But I think that's going to be a sort of a budding recruiting rivalry between them and Georgia Southern. It's great to see them take guys, especially from South Georgia, yeah. Worth County, away from them.
Absolutely, and he's a guy who can play along either line. The next guy, Tyler Pitt out of Telfer County, is another one of those guys. Could play on the offensive, defensive line, 6'6", 275, a real good get. Joey Gilkey, of the five, probably the best known for the recruiting services or by the recruiting services. I think he's ranked the 58th ranked tight end in the country, according to ESPN.com. Really undersized at 6'2", 235, but plays incredibly hard, has good hands, a very good catcher of the football. Especially when you're talking about starting a program, a very good get. And Alex, you could probably talk a little about Justin Hughes. In my opinion, the biggest get for this class so far, out of Port St. Lucie, Florida, which, of course, is home to Jeff Luke.
Well, that's huge. I mean, going into a school in Florida that has so much talent, and it's not all about, you know, it's not all Jeff Luke and his teammates that are higher recruits. If you can make connections at a school like that and have sort of a recruiting a go-to place in Florida at these schools with the second tier, you don't want to call them second tier prospects, but guys that aren't big time, I mean, that's going to be huge moving forward.
Right.
For Georgia State.
And the key to Justin Hughes is, he's extremely versatile, and unlike any other player in this class, he's a skill guy. He's a DB, a wide receiver, electric on punts and kick returns. But unlike the linebackers, the offensive linemen, and the tight end on this list, he's the one skilled guy that State has in its quarter to date. We do have to get to our final commercial break, though. When we get back...
Oh, it's the game that's sweeping the city of Atlanta. Check Fold Rays.
Check Fold Rays. That, when we come back, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Keeping you moving, you heard?
Here's what you came for.
The place where the players play.
Former NBA standout turned actor Rick Fox.
After a night like that... They get their rings, you're hanging out with Worthy and Magic and the likes of Kareem and everybody else. What do stars like y'all do together, man? Do y'all go to some little lounge and just hang out? You go to somebody's home?
You try to beat the traffic, that's for sure.
Weekdays 1 to 4. 790 The Zone and 790TheZone.com.
You talking about the cheerleaders of the game?
All right, everyone knows the plan, right? So we're going to meet at my house at 5, grab the plane, and be at Beau Rivage in like an hour.
Got it. Just let me call my wife.
Wait, dude, no wives, no girlfriends. They shouldn't even know where we're going. That's why I made up excuses for everyone. All right, now, Steve, you're performing emergency dolphin surgery in San Diego. Gary, you're going to Canada to see your grandpa's karate tournament. And John, you're going to Beau Rivage this weekend with the guys.
What? What about what you just said? If I tell her that, there's no way she's going to let me go.
Exactly. Sorry, man. Nobody really likes you, and that place is way too much fun.
Visit whereatlantaplays.com and get away to MGM Mirage's four-diamond destination on Mississippi's Gulf Coast, Beau Rivage Resort and Casino, with high-energy gaming, poker, and crafts, the Tom Fazio-designed golf course, Fallen Oak, nonstop nightlife, big-name headliners, fine dining, and more. Beau Rivage is the perfect place to get your fill of everything guys love. Book your package at whereatlantaplays.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Hey, guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership. And you know what? The economy, tough like it is, you need every advantage you can get. And that's where Aaron's comes in, guys. You can lease to own the things you want for your home today. Don't save for a rainy day. That day may never come. Get it now from Aaron's, the guaranteed lowest price in town, the flexibility of leasing to own in 12, 18, or 24 months. And hey, do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Big screen TVs, guys, the only way to watch NFL action. Right now, a 40-inch 1080p LCD flat panel from Sharp, only $89.99 a month. That's a 24-month lease. How about a Panasonic? Yes, please. 50-inch 1080p flat panel plasma TV, only $99.99 a month. That's a 24-month lease. How about the mother of all televisions? Oh, boy. It's a big one. I'm talking about a Mitsubishi 65-inch. Woohoo! 1080p HD TV, only $119.99 a month. 24-month lease. They got furniture. They've got sectionals for you to sit in. They got computers for the kids. But let me tell you, Big Daddy, there's only one way to watch football, college and pro, and that's on a big screen TV from Aaron's. Remember, now more than ever, everybody's pre-approved, so do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Nobody.
Every day, I get in my car and head off to work.
Every day, I get in my car and go looking for a job.
I've had this job almost 6 months now.
I've been unemployed for almost 6 months now.
Lately, though, I feel like I could be giving back.
Lately, though, I just feel like giving up.
Then I learned United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta helps thousands of Atlantans find jobs.
Then I heard United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta could help somebody like me.
So I picked up the phone and called 211.
That's when I called 211.
And now, my donations help find jobs for neighbors in need.
And now, I've found a job with the help of neighbors who care.
Give to United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta, and you help struggling families find jobs, pay utility bills, and avoid foreclosure. To give, call 211 or go to unitedwayatlanta.org/give.
Football lives here.
One defender and another and another and another. Now breaks to the right. Got a hole. 25. 30.
He's gone. He's gone.
40-yard line. He's gone. 101 yards.
Oh, my God.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We're back to finish up.
On a warm summer's eve.
The official visit.
On a train bound.
You're listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janovitz, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewell, and Josh Wilson. Last segment, guys. Check fold raise.
Oh, it's sweeping the country.
Real quick, you raise someone or a program who impressed you last week. You fold a player or program who was disappointing in your opinion last week. And you can check in response to someone's fold or raise. With that said, Alex, would you like to kick things off and check fold raise?
I am going to kick things off. I'm going to kick things off with a Region 6 5A team. Centennial coming out of nowhere, making the playoffs. Tough season. Had a forfeit earlier in the season. You know, that we've known they've had great prospects. David Yankee and, of course, Martin Jenkins and some great talent. And I think great job at the second half of the season to get to the playoffs.
Fletch?
I'm going to raise Charles Perkins after a rough couple of weeks. He's right back in there, 117 yards, three touchdowns. But I'm going to fold the Collins Hill Eagles.
Like
they had
it.
A shot
like
to get the number two. If some things had broken and they had won a coin toss. But they lose. They give up 11 points in the fourth quarter. They fall to Norcross, of all people. Norcross!
And spoiler.
25-21.
Guys, it's my turn, and I'm raising both Kel and Brian Randolph. I'm raising the Longhorns because they started this season really in quite pathetic fashion, 0-4, but won six straight games to make the playoffs, which I'm amazed by. Beating Milton last week, 45-21. Of course, Randolph had a big part in that game, rushing for 254 yards and four touchdowns. So a heck of a win and a heck of a game for Brian Randolph. Josh?
Guys, I'm going to go down to Stars Mill, and I'm going to raise a kid starting right guard named Ryan Wygon. Ryan, at 10 o'clock, around 10 o'clock or so, was informed by his coach that his father had passed away that morning of a heart attack. Bob Wygon passed away. Ryan Wygon played the entire game. He nicked his ankle midway through the second quarter. His offensive line, of course, rallying behind him, picked him up, helped him on. He continued, played the rest of the game. I'm going to have to raise him. It was very much Brett Favre-like and quite impressive.
Yeah, that's a great story. If I could raise a raise, I would. It truly is an inspirational story. Alex?
Are we going with our folds here?
You can do whatever you want, baby. It's your world.
You know what? I hate to do it, but let's revisit Region 6 here. I might be stealing someone's, but my alma mater, Walton, you know, they dropped their last four. It's tough. You know, they missed the playoffs. It's understandable. Brandon Burroughs misses the season. He was going to be huge, both offensively and defensively.
I'm going to check that. They've got a good basketball team, Alex, coming up.
They sure do.
There you go, Ryan Harrow, the big-time point guard. Fletch?
I am actually going to raise South Gwinnett 9-1. They get the number two seed out of that region. South Gwinnett, they've got Aaron Wimberly. They've got a pretty good quarterback there as well. Kent Rollins. They are just a team. The Comets do some good things if they can get by Etowah first round.
Yeah, Alex, you were not wrong when you assumed you stole that from me because you did. I, however, came prepared.
You got something.
I got
though.
Woodward running back and one of my favorite recruits in the entire state, Juwan Thompson, of course, committed to Duke. I think he's the best recruit they've gotten in a long, long time. Big win for Woodward over Woodland. He, of course, rushed for 200 yards on 28 carries. Woodward won 28-7. And for that reason, I am raising Juwan Thompson. Quickly, you have one more for
quickly, I'm going to fold Carrollton. They got beat last week after being number three in the state, 27-25 to Ridgeland. However, I will raise them again. They will beat Creekview and bounce back this week at home.
You heard it here first. Guys, that's all time we have for tonight. Love to thank the man behind the scenes in JB, of course, running our board, Fletcher, Alex, Josh. Awesome job, as always. Love to thank you guys. Like to thank our guests, Blake Sims, Alabama commitment, joined us. Thanks to Blake. Thanks to Chip Lindsey, the head coach over at Lassiter. Always fun to talk to. He was on the show. And, of course, the big-time defensive lineman out of Grayson, Joseph Champagne, was on the show. Newest member of the Navy recruiting class. We would like to thank him as well. Last but certainly not least, all of our listeners.
And we also, a reminder, next week we're going to be Tuesday from 8 to 10, not Monday next week. We are Tuesday from 8 to 10 next week, the next 2 weeks.
And Fletch and I will be at Westlake High School on Friday night doing a live webcast of the Westlake Colquitt County playoff game. You can watch all the action starting at 7:15 at gpb.org/football. You've been listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Good evening, Atlanta.
Anything. 790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks.